Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Today's topic, we're going to be hearing from some different folks at Ascension Via Christi. We've got three guests joining us here via Zoom. We have Brian Howells, Director of the Rehabilitation Services Department, overseeing the oncology services at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be here.
We've also got a couple of other guests with us. Maggie Ward, genetics practitioner. She's leading a new cancer genetic counseling program in Manhattan. Maggie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we have Amber Beffert, lead physical therapist with Via Christi's Rehabilitation Services. She also joins us here via Zoom. Amber, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we'll start with Brian first. Brian, explain what's going on here with this new oncology service going on at Ascension Via Christi.
Absolutely. So we are really excited to be expanding our medical offices here. And one of the wonderful things that we're starting to expand is our oncology program. So Bob Koppel, our hospital president, has asked me to oversee the oncology service line. We're going to be starting here in Manhattan, and we have just several services around oncology that we are going to be starting, and we're going to be eventually moving toward even opening up an Ascension Via Christi Oncology Center at the hospital. That's sort of the grand culmination of our oncology service line, and that's about 18 to 24 months down the road. And as we are planning for that, we have some support services for oncology that we are already doing and that we are growing and expanding right now. So some of those that we are gonna be doing are gonna be our CORA program, or our Cancer Outreach Risk Assessment Program that Maggie will talk about. And then we have our lymphedema program that Amber will talk about. But it's all part of a comprehensive look at cancer treatment that we are going to be providing for the community here in Manhattan.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's start with Maggie first. Maggie, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how this CORA program came to be here in Manhattan.
Well, sure. So I am a genetics practitioner, so I'm an advanced practice nurse, but I'm specialized in oncology genetics. And we actually opened the CORA program in Wichita, Kansas back in 2015. And we've offered telemedicine to other areas in Kansas, but we decided with the expansion of the oncology services, why not do more of an in-person, face-to-face, direct meeting, just because it may be a better educational opportunity. So I've been up there twice now. We started in October. I come up once a month to Manhattan to work with patients and discuss their needs, their risk for cancer, and if they would qualify for genetic testing, go over all the counseling, and then move forward with the testing if the patient chooses to do so.
Okay, so why would somebody be required to get, you said they had to qualify. Well, explain that if you would.
Absolutely. Well, it's one of those things that if a person has a concern due to a high family prevalence of cancer in the family, so let's say there's two or three breast cancers in the family, multiple prostate cancers in the family, ovarian cancers, just any variety of cancers can put a person at an increased risk for the development of cancer. We've found that 5 to 10% of all cancers have one of these genetic links, meaning something that we were born with, something in our DNA that puts us at an increased risk for cancer, so that not only can we pass it on to our children, but it can give us an idea of what steps we can take to either prevent a cancer from happening in our lives or catch it at the earliest stage possible.
What I've known here about cancer treatment, the earlier you can get it, the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely. If we can catch a cancer at an earlier stage, there's much less treatment involved, sometimes no treatment, and there's just a much better response rate. So we can also use this type of testing once a cancer is diagnosed to help determine what type of treatment a patient may better respond to.
So how does the process work? Do you have an initial consultation with a patient and then go from there?
Absolutely. So it's real simple. The patient will call and schedule an appointment with our office. We do a initial consult where they'll have completed a family history for me. That's the most important part, so I can look over what cancers are in the family and if there's any patterns. we talk through that, talk about what insurance covers, because insurance sometimes does or does not cover it based on what cancers are in the family or what criteria is met. And then the patient has the opportunity that day to decide if they want to move forward with genetic testing. We do a quick blood draw, send it off to the lab, and then we do a follow-up next time I'm out in Manhattan, so in 4 weeks, to go over those results.
Okay, and do they get the results sooner than that, or do they just get it when you come back?
They absolutely can get them sooner. It depends on whether they want to meet me in person or whether they want to do it virtually or over the phone. I'm happy to do results virtually, and so we can still do face-to-face over the computer, obviously, but I can bring up their results so they can see them, or I'm happy to do it over the phone before I come back to town.
All right. Well, what do you find is, I don't know if you had any feedback from the folks you have visited since October, but I imagine this is quite a benefit to people here locally.
The only feedback I've had is from the initial when I'm meeting people, just that they're excited for the opportunity to have something here that they can actually do in person. There's other opportunities that are all virtual, so they do just appreciate that in-person connection.
Yeah, and Brandon, this is Brian again. I have a definite personal stake in this. One of the reasons I wanted to lead the oncology service line here is that my father is a two-time cancer survivor. And I have an aunt who has breast cancer and my grandmother who died of lung cancer. And I actually just found out a couple days ago that one of my other uncles has prostate cancer as well. So for me, when I heard we were offering this service, I jumped on initially as a patient too. So I was able to go and get all, was it 92, Maggie, 92 different genes that were tested. And it's just a fantastic service to have here in Manhattan.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's nice to know that we have that ability here in the Manhattan area. And we'll bring on Amber Beffert to discuss the lymphedema prevention program as well. Now, I heard that term, and I have to be honest, I didn't know what lymphedema is. So could you kind of explain what that is?
Sure. Lymphedema is the abnormal accumulation of a protein-rich fluid. So it usually happens if someone has had radiation treatment or the removal of lymph nodes from their armpit, their groin. And what happens is the amount of fluid that we have in our body remains the same, but the ability to get that fluid out is impaired. So lymphedema can be a pretty debilitating condition that oftentimes goes undetected and definitely untreated. So with that being said, about 10 years ago, I was asked to go out and do some special training for this condition in Boulder, Colorado, and I became a certified lymphedema therapist. We have two of them with our hospital, and we have a third one as well who is not certified, but she does some treatment. And I've been treating these wonderful patients for the last 10 years and have found it really rewarding.
Yeah, I imagine that would be here, and it looks like a lot of folks can develop this lymphedema. It's pretty, I guess it's not uncommon.
Right. So if you've had lymph nodes removed from your body or if you've had radiation treatment done to them, you're considered stage zero. So it's kind of a subclinical level of lymphedema. So you probably don't have any of the symptoms, but you're at risk. So the SOZO machine that we purchased about 2 months ago, I think, is designed to detect early levels of lymphedema so that it's easier to treat along the way, and looks at more kind of preventing the development of the debilitating level of lymphedema, and looks at kind of preventing or really managing it at a low level.
Okay. And is it not very invasive, the technology?
Right. So the SOZO machine, I think that it's best compared to a bathroom scale. So it's something that you would step onto. It's got a kind of a pedestal that comes up. You put your arms on it, and it uses some waves to detect the amount of lymphedema fluid that you have in your body. And there's a score that the machine gives you that ranges from a negative 10 to a positive 10. And if you're somewhere in that range, you're considered no risk. When you start to fall outside of those ranges is where you're considered at risk, and then you need to undergo some kind of treatment so that you can kind of get ahead of the condition.
Okay, so with this treatment, will if somebody finds out that they are at risk, do they have to be treated over and over again, or how does that work?
Well, the recommendation is to be put into some kind of compression garment. I also recommend an evaluation by a certified lymphedema therapist for kind of the four gold standards of complete lymphatic treatment, which would be manual lymphatic drainage, compression bandaging or compression garments, exercise, and then just learning about how skin care is an important part of this condition.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at some pictures of folks who have this. It would be no fun to live with. Probably a lot of pain and discomfort. So obviously prevention's pretty important.
Right. And I think that over the last couple of years, there's been more of an awareness at how important prevention is, instead of catching these patients when they're, you know, stage three, stage four lymphedema, and in a lot of pain and discomfort. So I've kind of seen a shift in the diagnosis, and I think that's a good thing for our patients.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to Maggie here for just a moment. You mentioned the CORA program is offered once a month. I guess we should probably talk about when that's offered here each month.
Absolutely. So it is the third Friday of every month.
Third Friday.
And I'm there typically from 10 to 2:30, but that adjusts based on need.
Okay, very good. And as far as the lymphedema prevention program, how frequently is that offered?
I'm here every day.
Okay.
Yeah, so if someone felt like this is a treatment that they needed, we would suggest calling our office after getting a referral from a physician. If they are a Medicare patient, if they have private insurance such as Blue Cross, they can come and see me without a actual referral from a physician. Those are scheduled in hour and a half time slots. So we spend a lot of time going through, like Maggie said, going through history, going through kind of everything that they've been through, their different forms of treatment that they've had, and really identifying kind of where their needs are and how I can help them.
Okay, very good. Brian, is there anything else we haven't touched on that you think would be important for us to cover?
Yeah, I mean, just a few last-minute items, or just that Maggie is here this coming Friday, but she's actually already full this Friday of patients. I don't know if she knows that, but she's got a full day. But we are accepting patients for January, so you can feel free to give us a call. This is all out at our therapy center out on Seth Child Road, so just north of Home Depot there, at 315 Seth Child Road. So you can call us at 587-4235 for either the genetic screening or the lymphedema program. And that's where our therapy center is. So that's 587-4235. And just sort of as a summary, the idea that when you get that diagnosis of cancer, there are so many emotions that go into it. And it is extremely rare that anybody thinks of massive amounts of swelling in their arm or leg as being one of the primary problems. But as Amber alluded to, it can be debilitating even for somebody who has beaten cancer, who has successfully fought off their cancer. If they have many lymph nodes removed, they still have this debilitating swelling in their leg. And so that's why if we can catch it early in the diagnosis, we can get these people in early in their diagnosis to come and manage this from the beginning, then it really eliminates a lot of that need. And that's really what we're trying to do with some of the genetic screening with Maggie. It's just find these folks, get them identified early. And Brandon, you're right, that the earlier we can catch these cancers and start treatment early, we have so much better success. And that's really what Ascension's oncology service line is about. It's just trying to have folks here in the Manhattan area just have the absolute top-notch cancer and cancer-related services that we can have anywhere around, and that's where we're going next. We're going to be expanding our oncology services, and we're going to be having nurse navigators. Will be another service we're going to be offering soon, and we're going to be even looking for lung cancer screening. Will be coming here in the next few months. So a lot of excitement, really building around our oncology services, and again, culminating probably about 18 to 24 months from now with our Ascension Cancer Service line that will be opening here at our hospital. So we're just really excited to have Amber and Maggie be such a great part of what we're just starting here at Ascension via Christie Manhattan.
Well, these are certainly some great services. And, one thing is, obviously making sure people are leading the healthiest life they can, but quality of life, so important as well in that with the lymphedema program, lymphedema prevention program. So thank you for sharing this information. This is wonderful news.
Thank you for your time, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, again, I want to just say thanks to Brian Howells, Amber Befford, Maggie Ward here from Ascension Via Christi.